Philippians chapter 1 speaks about Paul speaking to the church at Philippi. And he says to them that, you know, for a long time now I've been praying and giving thanks with great joy for the fact of your partnership in the gospel. And I want to say that the Philippines was an absolutely amazing time of tremendous blessing. Just before I left, a few things on revival were very much upon my heart. And one great revivalist of the last few centuries once said that revival was when a community is saturated with the presence of God. And I loved that so much, and I took that with me to the Philippine Islands. And God just opened some amazing opportunities to speak for Him and to share with Him. I saw sparks of tremendous revival. I saw things that I thought I could never see in my lifetime. I've read about these things in revival books and of books of great men and women of faith, and seen so many and read so many amazing opportunities where God blessed them and many lives were transformed and many people were saved. And to be part of that and just to see sparks of that sort of thing happening in the islands of Mindoro and in the greater island in Malolos and is it in Bulacan? Luzon, is that the main island? The Philippines? And so I'll just share a couple of examples. I was asked to go and help with the tribal group that have been planted, a church in the island of Mindoro, just below the greater island where Manila is. But on this island of Mindoro, our tribes have come to Christ. And so I got them to go up to the top of the mountain and to pray over the valley and to pray over their own little area, their tribe, the village, the different folk there. They were the Mangyan people. And so we went up to the top and we prayed. But while we were there, we also realized that God was calling us for greater than just to pray for the tribe. And so we began to pray for breaking down of strongholds, a breaking down of the power of the enemy. A lot of these people came from a history of cannibalism, headhunting, witchcraft, all these sorts of things. And so even though they'd come to Christ, there's still a terrible amount of darkness in the whole area. And so we prayed down a lot of this darkness, and we prayed against it, and we stood against it. Then we went and we started to share with every household in that whole village. In fact, the enthusiasm was so great that they did not want to stop until the early hours of the evening. And so we went sharing, and every house we went to, and every home, when we took a little song, this is a song we took with you. It goes, Seyo makpupuri, seyo asasamba, o Dios di kilaka, seyo aawit, pakat mahal kita. Oh, I miss one. Seyo aisa seyo, pakat mahal kita. Hallelujah. I've gone too high. Hallelujah. 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 Purihinka. Here's a translation. To you I will praise. To you I'll worship. O God, you are so great. To you I will sing. To you I will dance. Because I love you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you. And so we took that from house to house, from place to place. And a lot of the unsaved, a lot of the backslidden people heard us coming, because they heard us singing that in every home. And as they were coming, they were waiting for us. And soon they joined us. Many gave their lives back to Christ. Many just seemed to join us and were caught up in the whole move of the Holy Ghost in that area. And so we saw tremendous blessing. We went to the borders of some of the areas. We started to pray for God's blessing, breaking down of the barriers. Now, on my way back from the island, back to the main island, a few days later, but near my end of my time there in Philippines, one of the pastors said to me, did you know that in Mindoro, the island I had just been to, there'd been a small revival broken out. And one of not the island I was at, not the tribe I was with, but another tribe a little bit further away, a tremendous mini revival had broken out where hundreds of people had come to Christ, including many of the senior staff and senior government officials had given their lives to Christ. You know, I would like to think that praying down the darkness and praying against the wickedness and the witchcraft that I took the islanders up there to do was part of that bringing of the revival and the sparks of revival into that place. On the main island, I was asked to speak in one of the drug rehab places. Now, I went there in February and spoke to about 40 guys, about 37 people or more gave their lives to Christ. So this time I was asked to speak again. These drug rehab places are government done, the government run, because a lot of the guys are just shot without any mercy. And so here's an opportunity for them to rehabilitate, get their lives right, and then maybe have a life again. It doesn't always work. Well, I went back and there were 50 guys there whom God was already speaking to. 50 men whose hearts had been already touched like Lydia of old by the Spirit of God. Already hungry to know the truth. Already thirsty to know the Lord. I asked about the 37 guys who were there in February. And I was told by some of the pastors that many of them are dead. Shot. Either by police, government officials, or by drug lords and other drug syndicates who didn't like the fact that they were rehabilitating and no longer involved in drugs. Both guys are normally masked, and so the poor victims had no idea who was killing them, either the government officials or the other drug syndicates. So here were 50 men. And as God began to open my mouth and began to speak, suddenly the power of the Holy Spirit fell upon that place. And there was a tremendous hunger. Not a single man moved. Not a single person walked around and walked about going back and forth to the bathroom. They sat there glued and listened to what God was saying. At the end of the time, 50 men gave their lives to Christ. Something you'll never forget is when drug lords and when these men who are deeply involved in some of the dark aspects of the drug world are hanging on your shoulder, hanging on your chest, weeping uncontrollably, shaking because of the conviction and the power of God's Spirit upon their lives. You can't forget that very quickly. And so my next service there was that evening, and it was their first discipleship class. How's that? These 50 men, and so we were able to pray, and nothing more amazing hearing young Christians crying out for their family, their loved ones, their friends, the people they've hurt, the people they've despised, the people that they have maybe murdered for their families. And so it's a great, great thing to see God's Spirit move. And such was the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that there was just tremendous move of God's work. And God's work. Back in the church that I was mainly pastoring while I was over there for 4 weeks in Malolos, there I spoke on spiritual warfare. There I spoke about revival. I spoke about the giants that were in the land. I spoke about the great man Thomas and how God used him and tremendous moving of the Spirit. And so God moved mightily. Here were young men, young children giving their lives to Christ, young youth, men and women who were great pew warmers, now getting up, putting their hands up, saying, I want to be used by God. I want the Lord to touch my life. I want God to do something. I want God to move in my heart. I don't want to be a pew warmer anymore. I want to serve God in the capacity, whatever He calls me to do in the life of this church, in the community. Everywhere we went, everywhere where I was taken, there was such a hunger and a thirsting after the living God. Hallelujah. But do you know one thing that was very, very clear to me throughout the whole time? I could not be there. I could not do what I was doing. God was not able to use me unless you were part of all this. You were in partnership with me. And I knew that every day, every meeting, every place I went to, I knew that the church here were praying, that people were lifting me up before the Lord. I felt your prayers. I saw the answers to your prayer. I saw the Holy Spirit move in a powerful way because of your praying. Do not give up praying for missionaries. Do not give up praying for those whom God has called to serve Him on the front lines. We need your prayers. And God worked miraculously. I have got to stop, don't I? I'm sorry. God bless you. Thank you so much for praying for me.